Jeep's Bruce Springsteen Super Bowl commercial pulled from YouTube after DWI arrest report. By David Ng on February 10, 2021. Jeep appears to have removed its Bruce Springsteen Super Bowl commercial from YouTube as well as Instagram and Twitter after New Jersey authorities confirmed Wednesday that the Born in the USA rocker and Joe Biden supporter is facing drunk driving charges following an arrest in November. The two-minute commercial, which aired during Sunday Super Bowl 55 broadcast, has vanished from Jeep's YouTube channel. Links to the video on multiple external sites also appear to be broken as of Wednesday afternoon. Springsteen's official Twitter account still features the Jeep Super Bowl ad. Breitbart News has made multiple attempts to search for the video on YouTube but received an error message saying that the video is now private. A spokesperson for Jeep's parent company, Stellantis, didn't respond to requests for comment. New Jersey authorities confirmed Wednesday that Springsteen, 71, was arrested in November and charged with DWI, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. The arrest took place at the Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. Mothers Against Drunk Driving blasted state authorities for failing to reveal the arrest prior to the Super Bowl on Sunday, when tens of millions of football fans saw the high-profile Jeep commercial. The advocacy group said that the many victims of drunk driving deserve better. In Jeep's two-minute Super Bowl commercial, titled The Middle, Springsteen pushes political unity and reconciliation, urging Americans to come together in the political middle. CNBC reported that the commercial had been viewed about 24 million times on YouTube as of Monday. During last year's presidential race, Springsteen repeatedly trashed Donald Trump, saying that he would leave the country if Trump were re-elected. The rocker also teamed up with left-wing activist and novelist Don Winslow on a viral video that used the discredited suckers and losers story from The Atlantic to smear the president. Bruce Springsteen recently performed during the 78-year-old Joe Biden's primetime inaugural celebration, singing Land of Hope and Dreams. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.